This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Pepsi Plaza at Lincoln Financial Field leading up to the Eagles' first preseason game tonight against the Cincinnati Bengals. Of course, you can hear a pregame show right after our show with Joe Giglio, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks. That'll happen at 6 o'clock. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Remember, today is a celebration of Jalen Hurts on his birthday. Happy 27th birthday, Jalen. So the Twitter question is, on his 27th birthday, and this is our question to you on the phones as well, what do you appreciate the most about Jalen Hurts? Here's a good one. His wisdom.
His wisdom?
His wisdom.
He is wise beyond his years.
Well, he at least presents that way. You know? Like, he doesn't say a lot, so right. You just assume he's wise. You know?
Right.
He is wise in what he prioritizes.
Sure.
You know, as a football player.
Well, sometimes being wise is saying little.
Is only saying when you have something to say. Some exactly. Would say, I should be more wise. Some would say, it would be wise of me to say less.
Say less.
Yep.
Exactly.
And what's the saying?
Well, you're definitely going to get this one wrong.
A fool? Someone who opens their mouth is a fool or something? That Mark Twain, I believe, said it?
I don't know the phrase. I don't think it's someone who opens their mouth is a fool.
No, but like someone who opens their mouth long enough to figure out everyone knows that you're a fool?
No.
Something along those lines?
Why don't you look that up before you mention your next – when you're giving us proverbs. 215-592-9494, Bam and Upper Darby.
Better to remain silent and be thought of as a fool than to speak and remove all doubt.
There you go. That's a good
one. That sounds right.
Never a doubt.
What's up, Bam? I feel like Bam's mute button is stuck.
It's been stuck since yesterday.
Yep. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, man.
What's up, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
I have two things I'm looking forward to seeing tonight. First of all, we need to see Jalen tonight. He's come out. He said he wants to play. We need him to play. Let the man cook. And he also, this season, because it's very important, he needs to get off to a better start. I need him to be more like Joe Burrow, more of a Joe Burrow type effort from him this year. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. I hope he plays. The other guy that I don't know if he's going to play, but I'm very interested in seeing, is Calais Campbell. Does he line up more at edge or off ball linebacker? Because we know somebody who's covering.
You mean Jahad Campbell?
You mean Jahad? He's going to line up more
Calais
as linebacker.
Campbell is 38 Jahad, years old.
Yeah.
He's going to line up as a linebacker. I can solve that problem for you this year.
Yeah, but is he going to be off ball or is he going to be at edge? Because you know ESP is waiting for him to be off on the edge so he could puff out his chest and say that he's right. And I don't know who's right. Is ESP right and what he's observing?
Well, he's going to wind up doing
Mike
both.
Right,
ultimately, Chris, that's not important. He's ultimately going to do both. He's ultimately going to do both. He's a good enough athlete that you can move him around. They're going to use him in different spots. But if you're just asking what his primary position will probably be, it'll be off-ball linebacker until further notice.
That's what I want to see.
Well, I mean, no, what I'm saying, though, is that there may be a point where, yeah, they decide to line him up on the outside and let him rush on the outside.
I'm fine with that. I just don't want more than anything, I just don't want ESP to be right on this.
That is a fair thing.
All right.
We're all living in the same world, on some.
As far as
no, what you want to be right is Jahad to be a good linebacker. Forget about ESP being right or wrong.
Yeah. Go out there and be right. But as for Mr. Fritz there, you know what? You're down there. Go up to Jalen. I need you to be more like him. Because what is the biggest thing his fans always say? He's just a winner. Beck is the polar opposite of Jack right now. And you know what? I also need you to learn from him. Be more like Mike. Be more like MJ. Maybe that's the problem here. You're following some other false prophet, and it's gotten you nowhere. So look in the mirror. You're down 1-2. Mm-hmm. Turn course on this thing, okay? You're better than that. Be better than
that. Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan.
You want to be in the fantasy league, Chris?
I do.
Aren't you in the midday fantasy leagues?
That was last year. So let me address something here. Cowboy Jim, a lot of nonsense. He gets on there yesterday and he takes shots at me, and he's trying to get in a fantasy league. But you know what? We can't have a loser like him be in this league. He's going to be. What's that?
Leg. Nothing. We say leg in this show.
Yeah. Because we're from here.
Leg. All right. Yeah. Leg. So we can't have him be like his loser Cowboy team, because then it means he's going to get in. He's just not going to make the playoffs. And he's going to be a bitter disappointment like they are. So you know what, guys? I'm going to volunteer for this mission because I think I have broad enough shoulders to carry this. If you want him in, I'll go in with him. I'll partner with him, and I will babysit him. I'm clearly bring a lot of energy. I'm boisterous. Some may say entertaining. Some may say they hate me. But either way, love or hate, I bring it with me. But you know what? I promise also give you an insight into the team that he's running and the loser decisions that he's making and doing. So you know what? I got a message out there. Hey, Jimbo, if you got your ears on, I throw this out to you. The only loser that you like to call on the afternoon show is you. So you know what? If you want to sound chesty, accept my challenge. Accept my partnership and let an Eagle fan pull you up to success. Have a good day, man.
Wow. Chris offering to be on Cowboy Jim's team.
Right.
Now, Cowboy Jim, we found that is not eligible, right, because he will not be here for the draft.
No, sorry, that was Aaron San Diego.
Oh, Aaron in San Diego.
Jim.
No, I think Aaron,
Cowboy
yeah,
Jim, same thing?
Yeah, Cowboy Jim can't be here.
Yeah, that's yep. sad.
So he did mention the playing, and we do this every year, the playing the starters at all tonight offensively. Now, the Bengals are playing them for a quarter. Here is my concern, Ike. Here's why I want them to play.
Yeah.
The offense started off slow last year. I mean, there were moments, but it took until the bye week for them to figure out what they were doing. Now, I'm not saying that playing in the preseason can give you every answer you want to know, but I just look at new offensive coordinator, reports of some inconsistencies, at least offensively, in training camp red zone performance. Mm-hmm. The fact that we have the difference between our schedule this year and last year is pretty substantial in terms of difficulty. Like, I don't know that a start like that they clearly can, but we have a start like this year, like we had last year, it's going to be a lot harder to recover. And I just like, I understand the risk, but I also look at the reward. And I think the reward is you hit the ground running a little bit better than not only you did last year, but then a lot of NFL teams are doing because they're sitting starters. I just think the benefits outweigh the potential downfalls in playing them in the preseason.
Yeah, you know, I think there's individual cases there to be made that you can get them out there, get some snaps in. And then there are guys that I don't necessarily have any interest and seeing out there. I don't need to see AJ or Devontae out there. Lord knows none of us need to see Saquon Barkley out there tonight. So then it becomes, okay, how much of the offensive line? Do I need Lane out there tonight? Not really. You guys going to a 13th, 14th season? How many of those guys are you going to play? And then that sort of predicates, what are you going to do with the quarterback position? You're certainly not going to put Jalen out there without having a number one offensive line out there to protect him. So, I don't know, man. I'm caught in the middle with this. I don't mind young players playing. The only thing, the offense has very few young players in their starting offense that you would play. Defensively, I pretty much don't care who you play. Play them all. They're all young.
Well, there's a lot of young guys.
Yeah, a lot of young players over there, so I'm okay. You know, our best players are in their second and third year, so I know I was playing in my second and third year. So, yeah, it's not like these guys are 6, 7, 8 year vets that, you know, they've proven themselves. So even though you know who they are as far as their status on the team, they are still young. It's a defense I've always felt building a cohesive unit, guys that play on a string, that makes for the best defenses. So, you know, Vic Fangio is old school. I wouldn't be surprised if you get his guys out there playing tonight. But offensively, I can already see it. The skill position guys probably aren't going to play.
Well, AJ's not going to play because of his
so he's
injury.
Already out.
He's already out.
Devontae's not playing.
I hear you on Saquon. I would play anybody else that's healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like –
if you put the O-line out there, I don't mind Jalen playing.
Yeah,
I'm okay with him playing if you got the offensive line out there.
If we're all going to talk about wanting to see more out of the passing game this year,
yeah.
I just think the more reps you can get against live defense – and I know they'll have their – who are they doing the practices against this year? I'm forgetting the team.
Cleveland are doing the joint practices with?
I believe so, yeah. They're coming here.
And that is helpful, but I don't know. Getting out there for a quarter – there's going to be two drives, most likely.
Yeah.
You know, I just think he can't hurt. And you could always say, well, he could get hurt. He also get hurt in practice.
Yeah, he's
you
not going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. He, as long as he's not out there playing reckless, just get rid of the football. And
yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to be running around. I don't even running around back there.
Yeah. I think the reps can't hurt. And like, it hasn't been. Yeah, I'm not going to make more out of the training camp stuff than it is. But the reports certainly haven't been from anyone. Boy, the offense looks like it's clicking out there. Like, nobody has said that. Nobody has said that. There have been good plays and there have been good days. But overall, I think if you asked any of the – and I'm not just talking about Elliott. Any of the reporters who have been out there, they've been like, yeah, it's been off and on, you know. And if we didn't have a new offensive coordinator again – yeah, I know Petullo has been in the building, but that it certainly hasn't translated to practice yet. It certainly hasn't translated to
camp. Well, he needs his reps, too.
Sure.
Yeah, he's got to get the calls in and stuff.
Yeah, he needs his reps.
215-592-9494. Bam in Upper Darby. You're on WIP.
Yo,
what's up, Bam?
Yo, fellas. How y'all doing?
The mute button finally off.
There he is. What's up, Bam?
Not much. I kind of disagree with you, Mount Rushmore, fellas. I think I got a better one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I think I got a better one.
Who's on yours?
All right. We're allowed to have a coach on there, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go Coach Vermeil.
Okay.
Okay.
Jerome Brown.
Okay.
Ike Reese.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about.
There we go.
Yep.
And Hugh Douglas.
All right.
Wow.
So no Reggie White?
By the way, could you imagine?
Reggie White was more of a Green Bay Packer.
Oh, Lord.
Many people say that.
There it is.
Oh, Lord.
What about Brian Dawkins?
I'll take Dawkins, too, but, you know, I like the four that I named.
Okay. Can you imagine, by the way, if the Eagles were revealing their own Mount Rushmore of Eagles, and they reveal it. First, they reveal Vermeil, and everybody's like, okay, I guess. Interesting.
I mean, where are we going from here?
Yeah. And then they're like, Jerome Brown. Everybody's like, well, we love Jerome, but, you know, and God bless him and his family, but, huh. And then they're like, and Ike Reese.
We get that one. All right. Yeah, all right.
And wait, who is the fourth guy?
Hugh.
And Hugh Douglas. Somebody would look for, is Lakin making the Eagles Mount Rushmore? Where's Richie?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm going to give up my spot. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give up my spot.
Give yours to Reggie or Doc?
Yeah, Reggie or Doc. Either one of them can have it. Yes, either one of them.
Bam, by the way, you're already in the Fantasy Football League because you showed up at tennis in your cheerleader outfit. So you'll have to be there. Sure. August 22nd at 6 p.m. or you can make the draft, right?
Yeah, I'll be there. But
and Lady T will come and do the drafting for you. Yeah,
she says she'll be there drafting, and she said if we win, she's going to cater dinner at our house.
Oh,
that sounds lovely!
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. We'll okay, Ben. Kurt.
Yep, got a question. I got something to say though.
Okay.
Thanks to Cowboy. Even though I'm not a big fan of Cowboy Jim, if you're listening, I know you're in L.A. because I heard you with Don Johnson. You know, so you're being in L.A. this morning. So if you're listening, I appreciate your help, but I'm still not a fan of you, buddy.
Yeah, Washington fans and Cowboys fans don't get along very well.
Oh, Bam, we heard reports of you being a then Redskins fan in high school. Can you confirm or deny?
I can confirm because I was Joe Theismann fan.
Joe Theismann?
Yeah. Great Joe Theismann.
How old are you, Bam?
40.
Okay. Well, you got. Hey, you get any Theismann?
Theismann fan.
And Doug Williams.
No. Well.
Well, Theismann was before Williams.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Williams' Super Bowl was what, 87?
Yeah.
You would have been. You would have been one.
87 Giants, yeah. 86.
Yeah. Yep.
You would have been one.
Yeah, but my uncle-in-law's from Virginia, so he put
me
on. Okay.
All right, well, at least you corrected your ways, you know.
Yep.
Okay, Bam.
I sure did. Yep.
There we go.
Thanks, fella.
All right, thank you. Right. There he is, Bam, in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League.
And I made him Mount Rushmore.
And made him, you made the Mount Rushmore.
Well, wait till I put together the WIP Mount Rushmore.
Oh, wow. You doing that tomorrow, too? Didn't you do that last year? You did it last year.
I probably.
Yeah. 215.
That's an interesting one.
It is a tough one.
Yeah.
It is a tough one. A
lot of great ones
there's
there.
There's a lot of
great
ones.
A lot of greats.
I mean, there's two undisputeds, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. There are two undisputeds.
Yes.
Might need three Mount Rushmores tomorrow. I get a lot
you might
of
need
Mount
three
Rushmores.
Mount Rushmores.
You might not want to do that one.
Yeah, maybe not. Now, if I did WIP producers.
Okay, yeah, we can do that.
/ third mics.
So Wechter.
Wechter.
Yeah.
Well, he's the face.
Turtle.
Is there a worse face? This is like imagine Joe Wechter as the face of Mount Rushmore.
Kidding me? That guy's face was made for Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Gorgeous.
215-592-9494. It's Jalen Hurts' birthday. We want to know from you your favorite thing about Jalen as we celebrate QB1's 27th birthday. Lee in Marlton. You're on WIP. What's up, Lee?
Hey, you guys. How you doing this afternoon?
Oh, hey, Lee.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, what I like about Jalen is he just, I took some of my thunder when he explained it, but he, he just performs when he needs it the most. Not the prettiest sometimes. Lets us down sometimes. Mm-hmm. But he can walk up in front of all the negative guys and just go, watch the tape and drop the mic and walk away.
Yeah, what will they
say? He doesn't
see?
Get affected.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's all. It's what it is.
It's what it is.
I wasn't thrilled. Yeah, I wasn't thrilled at his style or how he was like such an introvert and less emotion, but you, guess what? I'll take this ring. I'll take this year's ring. I'll take next year's ring. Like, just keep bringing them. You know what I mean? People want to come and play for him. People want to come play for this coach. You know, it's what it is. It's not, you know, Pretty Boy Brady. It's not Herbert's flowing hair, 6'6", 6'5", you know, all that jazz.
Toes.
So I'll take winning over all that every day.
There you go.
Love it.
No. Yeah.
Love it.
I mean, that's just what it is. And happy birthday to our QB1.
Bro, winning is winning.
It's hard to debate.
What I keep telling people is the guy wins.
Yep.
You know, is what I keep telling people. Lee, you wanted to be in the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League?
I would love to give it a shot. I've been doing it since the middle 90s. They used to get excited. You have to go buy the Daily News to get stats to see how your team did.
See, and that's good fantasy football. We should bring that back. We had to work for it.
Nah. Yeah. That's when I probably be out.
You had to work for it, Jack. And then, you know, live drafts into the local bar in Westville that I went to with a friend of ours. So it was awesome. So, and which, you know, I still do a live draft. I run my own league. I'm in two or three leagues every year. My son runs a league. So it's like, yeah, it's been a life thing for me exactly at this point. Keeps me interested.
Now, if we get you in there, are you willing to call it a league instead of a league?
A league.
In this town?
Leg. All right. We do have, thank you, Lee. Lee, you are registered. We do have.
He's in the league.
We do have Chris in New Jersey back to debate Ike on Jalen Hurts' top 5.
Oh, this will go well.
Forgot about him.
Now, Chris, before, just in case there was anybody listening now that wasn't listening earlier, Chris asked Ike why he believes that Jalen Hurts is a top 5 quarterback. Ike gave an emphatic, convincing answer. We lost Chris because of a phone line, we believe, but Chris is now back. Chris, welcome.
Thank you, Spike. Appreciate that. I like you, man. You're a good guy. Anyway, Ike, you there?
I'm here, brother.
Thank you, man. No, you're wrong. Did you watch any games last year?
No, all of them.
Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Baltimore. He played terrible the whole season. What are you talking about, man? Are you crazy or blind? Which one is it?
You want to insult me or do you want to prove to me why Jalen isn't a top 5 quarterback? Let's see if I can make it easier for you. So I'll help you with your argument just so I can cook your ass a little more. Give me the quarterbacks that you would put in front of him. Tell me why.
He throw the ball, man. Touchdowns. Look at
him. Hold on. Give me one. How many?
Joe Burrow, man. Come on now. Don't be.
Okay. Okay. No argument there. Come on. Keep going.
Lamar Jackson. Come on, man. Don't be crazy.
Don't be crazy?
Yeah, you're crazy, man. You're coping. That should be a coping. He used to play for the Eagles back in the 90s, so you got the drinking the Kool-Aid. Got the glasses on. Stop drinking the Kool-Aid. Stop it, man, please.
Right. How do you like Lamar's performance in the postseason?
Come on, man, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Why not?
Don't do that. Jack, who's the better quarterback, Lamar Jackson?
Jack has nothing to do with this. Jack has nothing to do with this. I'm asking you about Lamar's performance in the postseason. Put his numbers up against Jalen's numbers.
Dropped the ball.
Huh?
Tight end dropped the ball.
Tight end dropped the ball.
Yeah, the Baltimore Ravens.
What about the year before at home against Kansas City?
I think he had an injury. I think he had an injury.
Oh, what about the year when they lost to Tennessee? Or did they lose to Tennessee or did they beat Tennessee? Now, that might have been his first win. That might have been his first win. He might have lost another game that he shouldn't have lost. Okay, who else you got besides Lamar? Where are we going? You're on two. You got two quarterbacks. Give me some more.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's three.
Yeah, that's who I got. Don't know he's not a good quarterback. He doesn't know how to throw the ball. Come on, man. You're acting crazy.
Three. So, according to both of us, Jalen is at number 4 right now.
No, he's not. He's number 10. Can you stop being crazy?
He's number 10?
Yes.
Well, did you name the other quarterbacks?
You're coping right now. Stop coping.
What am I coping?
Stop it. He's not a good quarterback.
Let me ask you this, because this argument is very weak, but I'm entertaining it because I think our listeners, I'm not sure yet whether or not our listeners are tired of listening to this, because I thought you would bring a little bit more to the table.
I'm just telling you the fact, okay?
What facts?
Because you're crazy.
Well, this is all opinion. No, it's opinion. Because I'm giving you facts.
I'm right, you're wrong, and you're mad about that. I'm right, and you're wrong.
No, I actually am not mad. No, you're not mad.
Yeah, you're emotional, and you're mad.
I'm mad?
Yes.
Now, does this elevator go past the second level or not?
No.
It doesn't?
No.
So we're done then, right?
Yeah, we're done. You're wrong.
Do you hold on? Do you feel fulfilled with your argument?
I'm done now.
You good?
Yeah.
You good? Okay.
All right, there he is.
That was disappointing.
Yeah, the disappointing thing is he didn't even name enough quarterbacks to get him out of the top five.
Yeah.
Even if you accepted the ones.
Exactly.
Chris, you know, on some level, I want you to like, have something there. If you have him at 10, you got to name the 9 quarterbacks.
Terrible.
You know?
Losing brain cells.
Yeah.
You didn't like that, Fritz?
Nah.
Yeah, not good on our side.
Nah.
Yeah. Coming up next, it is Mount Rushmore week. Jack unveils the top comedy movies between 2000 and 2010.
Hasn't been a good comedy since.
So that is coming up next as Mount Rushmore week rolls on. Our main thing today is celebrating Jalen Hurts. It is QB1's 27th birthday. Tell us what you love about Jalen. 215-592-9494. We're at Pepsi Plaza, Lincoln Financial Field. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.